Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome back. Welcome back. Y'all already know who it is. Y'all already know what this is. Listen, I know I have had a long hiatus, but baby, I'm back. And I need you guys to tune in and subscribe to my podcast. Listen, baby, y'all know y'all can leave messages for me to read on the air. Oh, yeah. But you must be subscribed to my channel to do it. So make sure you do that now. You are now tuned in to the livest podcast in America, in the world. You know who it is. Amber Smith, the super influencer. Get your cups, get your drinks. Let's get to it. It's on. Okay, so hey, y'all. So today, I was talking to one of my youngins. And we was talking about, biting your tongue. You know how people be like, oh man, I ain't biting my tongue. I'm gonna say whatever the fuck I gotta say. I gotta say what I gotta say. Nobody gonna make me bite my tongue. And man, listen, I'm all for that. I'm the main one that's gonna tell you don't bite your goddamn tongue. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But see, here's the thing. This is where I go to change your mindset, change your life. If you change your mindset, see, you gotta understand it's chess, not checkers. You understand what I'm saying? You gotta understand. If your mind is right, your mind ain't even gonna think, you know, to say the wrong thing. You always are supposed to say what's on your mind, and you shouldn't bite your tongue. But in certain situations, that can have you fucked up. But if your mind is right, it's not even gonna tempt you to wanna say some dumbass shit. Because just because it's what you wanna say don't mean it's some intelligent and good shit to say now. Remember that. So it's not about biting your tongue. When you learn and understand the rules of the game, like I said, it's chess, not checkers. Once you understand the rule of the game, then like I said, you will know that you ain't never gonna bite your goddamn tongue. Ain't nobody gonna make you bite your motherfucking tongue. But the thing about it is, your mindset is fixed to where you're never going to have to bite your tongue, but you ain't going to never say no dumb ass shit out your mouth where you got to bite your tongue, or no fucked up shit where you in a fucked up situation where you don't need to be saying nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Get your mind right. Get your mind right. And like I said, it ain't biting the tongue. It's training the brain. You feel me? But anyway, man, y'all know how I am. I be just having to drop some gems on you right quick. Sometime it be a few minutes. Sometime it be a few more minutes. But I'm just snapping in, snapping out. I'm here. Y'all make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow me everywhere. Yeah, I'll be back. Peace. Hey, what's good, my good people? It's your girl, Amber Smith, the super influencer, coming live and local on this radio station for you guys tonight. Listen, y'all already know how we do. I'm going to jump straight into things. I got some advice I need to give out tonight. I've been mission in action, guys. And listen, I'm back. So listen, I'm going to go ahead and jump right into things. I got a question from a young lady from Tampa, Florida, Miss B. Miss B says, Amber, I need some advice. I'm going to cut straight to the chase. For the last year, I've been cheating on my husband with his brother. I know I should be ashamed, but I'm really not. It turns me on, and just thinking about it turns me on. But here's where things get messy. 2 weeks ago, his cousin caught us in an uncompromising position, if you know what I mean. I think I do. Me and her are very close, and she was more disappointed. Wait a minute. Oh, the cousin. Okay, so yeah, his cousin caught us in an uncompromising position, if you know what I mean. Me and her are very close, and she was more disappointed in me than anything. But she told me that my husband had to know, and she gave me an ultimatum to tell him, for me to tell him, or that she would. I haven't told him yet, and neither has she. But she's been harassing me constantly and asking me when I'm going to tell him, and threatening to tell the whole family. His brother thinks it's all fun and games. He just laughs and says, I'll tell him, but he never has. I really love having sex with his brother, and to be honest, I'm not ready for it to stop. But I love my husband, and I don't want to hurt him. Help me. B from Tampa. B, baby, You got you some real. How you even get into that situation? I know it happened all the time. I know how it go. But look, babe, I'm gonna tell you from some real motherfucking pimp shit. I mean, I ain't even. I went backwards for a minute. But look, no. I mean, if you was gonna do that, and I'm not condoning in any kind of way that anybody sleep with their husband's brother, but if you was gonna do that, you should have did it and been done with it, regretted it, and shut your fucking mouth and keep the fuck going. I'm just telling you what's real, okay? And I'm not saying do it because you shouldn't have no business cocking up in your little nasty legs. I'm sorry. You know what? Because that's how I feel. You ain't got no, but there's too many damn men out here for you to be sleeping with, for you to be sleeping with your damn brother. Y'all know how I keep it real, one-on-one. This is the show. Don't send your shit in if you don't want the real. That's nasty. But my point is, if it happened, you should have just let it happen and got the hell on. You don't continue to do it. And then you're talking about you turned on behind it. Girl, you need some help. Hire some help. Me. Listen, I can help you get yourself out of this. I can help you tell your brother. We can do a show reveal, baby. Listen. You got to do something. And y'all know I like to joke around, but I'm really serious. You are going to have to tell your husband, sweetheart. You're going to have to let him know that what's going on so that he can make a decision if he wants to stay with you or not. And you're going to have to make a decision if you want to be in this or not, because you know that you can't continue to do this. Point blank period. You can't. So listen, you got to get real with yourself. You got to get real with your life. You got to get real with your husband. And you need to tell him. You need to sit him down and talk to him and explain to him what's going on. Whatever happens between him and his brother, I mean, I don't know what type of relationship they have, but you know, you don't want his brother to tell you, and you don't want the cousin or the sister or whoever to tell him. You want to tell him what's going on, okay? That's what you want to do. Baby, listen, you can contact me anytime. Y'all know I got some counseling services and all of that. So make sure you leave me a message or contact me about that. But be from Tampa, honey, you got to tell your husband what's going on. I love y'all. Y'all know I love y'all. Y'all know I'm going to keep it moving. Listen, on to the next one. Pop, pop, on to the next one. Pop, pop. Listen, y'all, I want y'all to make sure that y'all follow me on all social media accounts on my YouTube, Amber Smith, the Super Influencer, at Tinker's Toilet Talk, on Instagram at BBW Explorer BBW Extraordinaire on Instagram, Amber Smith, the Super Influencer on Facebook. Y'all just make sure you follow me everywhere. All my links are on my Facebook pages. Yeah, so on to the next one. Y'all make sure y'all send in y'all messages to me. You guys make sure you subscribe to this podcast, because if you subscribe, you can leave me a voice message that I can share on the air, and I can answer you on the air, and we can get this thing popping, okay? All right, so I'm going to get my next questions together, and I'll be right back. You heard?